It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Crazy Rich Asian star Henry Golding was on Jimmy Fallon last night and said he sang Marvin Gaye's song, Sexual Healing, so much in high school that the yearbook prediction for his career called him a sexual healer. So Jimmy put him on the spot and he sang a funny version of the song with the Roots.
Hey. Oh, I can't sing this. I can't hold it much longer. Get in there, Jimmy. It's getting stronger and stronger. When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing, baby. Oh, here we go, we come back.
So funny. Mike Tyson has become an advocate for marijuana while hosting a podcast called Hot Boxin', and he explained the extent of his marijuana use in his latest episode. So Tyson asked his co-host, Evan Britton, what do we smoke a month? And he replied, about $40,000 a month worth of weed.
Is that a lot? Is that a lot to smoke? Because I mean, nothing against it, but I don't smoke weed. I got asthma.
I mean, I don't even know that many people with $40,000.
Yeah, that's a yearly salary for some people.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's more than mine. Yeah. So his co-host says, we smoke 10 tons of weed on this ranch a month. 10 tons. Yeah, so Tyson broke ground on a 40-acre ranch earlier this year to both grow marijuana and to research the effects of the drug. The new company said on its website that it aims to create better cannabis for its customers.
I'm here for the job, to smoke the weed.
Just do some research.
A man is suing CNN's anchor Don Lemon, claiming he sexually harassed and assaulted him at a bar in the Hamptons. The man claims Lemon put his hand down the front of his own shorts and vigorously rubbed the area. He removed his hand and shoved his fingers in his mustache and under his nose. He said Lemon repeatedly shoved his fingers in his face and asked very explicit questions. CNN released a statement saying the plaintiff in the lawsuit has previously displayed a pattern of contempt for CNN on his social media accounts. This claim follows his unsuccessful threats and demands for an exorbitant amount of money from Don Lemon. Harry Styles won't be in the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid after all. The former one, I know. This makes me super bummed.
You really thought he was going to be in it.
I really did, and I was excited about it. The former One Direction star was in talks to play Prince Eric, but sources say he decided to pass on the role. No word on who Disney will turn to now for the role of Prince Eric.
It's canceled.
I know.
Not even going to happen.
Honestly, it might be. Coming up in the next garbage, coming in hour from now, this reality star committed tax evasion and fraud.
Live the web girl with the garbage. Thank you so much.